Hey, Sean, what's up, brother?
How you doing, sir?
I am doing good. Well, I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
No problem, man. I appreciate you taking some time out. We talked, when did we talk? It was right before COVID. We did a little Insta Live thing, and you were gearing up for touring, and you were going to come do something with us, and then, the world shut down.
It sure did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Life has never been the same since, right?
Yeah, and so how did you and your family kind of deal with that, not being able to go out on the road, and you're used to touring and stuff. How did you handle all that?
I mean, to be honest with you, I had been working so hard the previous 10 years and just so much had gone on, and I'd been touring, duking it out, trying to reestablish my solo career and really just starting where Creed didn't start. I was back to the beginning. And so by the time we got to the end of the Brazilian run in 2019, I was ready for a break. Now I knew I had another 6 months or more ahead of me in solo touring into 2020. But so I really took advantage of the time and just connected with my kids and just got immersed in their life. To be honest with you, I enjoyed it. Now, I didn't enjoy what was happening, with everyone getting sick and people dying and the tragedy of people losing their livelihoods and their careers and their jobs. I mean, none of that. But on a personal level, I really was diving into dad mode and just eating up my kids. As much as I could every day,
That's nice, man. I'm sure they love that. And, it leads us to now. We got the new record, Higher Power, coming out on March 15th. We got the title track, inching close to top 10 status. Congratulations on that. But talk about this record and recording it.
Man, it was a labor of love. And it started in January of 2021. I had no gun to my head. Been fortunate with all the labels that I've been with, with Wind Up and then now Napalm, that they just allowed me to create and create as it came and just turn it in when I'm done. And this record was no different. So I started in January 2021, and I only really went into the studio when I felt just like I compelled or when I really just needed it, as a creator and as a human being, just to get something out. So it was staggered over a long period of time. This record just kind of documents a period in my life and tells a story from song one to the end in the order that, it needed to be told. And so, again, it was not one of the easier albums to get done in terms of just a lot of things that were going on outside of my life professionally. But looking back, I think everything needed to happen the way it did, definitely did, in order for this album to be made and these songs to be born. So I'm just grateful that it got completed and it's coming out here in the next couple weeks.
Nice, nice. I know we got another song here, What I Deserve, is out there. I know you've done some tour dates. You got some coming up here solo. Are you excited? Are you excited to get the new music out there live to the crowds?
Oh, 100%. I'm really excited. I mean, when I'm done here, I'll be headed over to rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
Today's the first day. And I'm excited to get tight with the band. We've already been playing four songs that are on the record because we put them out early. This kind of new model of promoting an album prior to release that Napalm's really embraced. We've got Higher Power already out. We've got What I Deserve already out. We've got Black Butterfly already out. And Dead Man's Trigger. And, we did promotions around each of those on the internet, online, on socials. And, just trying to get the word out there for people to pre-order the album, pre-save the album. Then we've got a new single dropping on the day the album comes out. So I'm excited to play the additional songs that I want to play live. And I'm also excited to kind of dive back into my solo catalog and play, a couple songs off each of my first three solo albums, which I haven't done in a long time. And it's something that the fans have let me know that they wanted to hear. And I'm here to serve them, man. I'm here to make them happy. And so I'm going to give them what they want.
Nice, man. Well, you got the solo thing going and you're making a lot of people happy with the Creed reunion. I want to go back to the mid-90s. I remember I was in my late teens going into my 20s and you get signed, you do My Own Prison. It blows up, whether it was the videos on MTV, the radio stations. Yep. But did you guys just look at each other when it really started to blow up? And it got even bigger with Human Clay and just went, wow. Did you believe the success and the levels that you hit? Because it wasn't just like a song here on the radio, maybe want gold, want platinum. You sold a lot of records and had huge success that many do not achieve.
You know, I don't know how to characterize it. The first word that came to mind was weird. the weird thing about me, and I think it was just being ignorant, naive, and just having that, you know, youthful, idealized view of the world. I thought from as soon as Creed was formed and even prior to making My Own Prison, in my mind, I thought, hey, we're going to make a record. It's going to get on the radio. And then we're going to be like you too. I mean, that was my naive view. I thought it happened to everybody that got on the radio.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was very ignorant at the time. And, you know, so as things were happening and as things, of course, you know, we were happy and just relishing, you know, the moments. But there was almost this expectation in terms of just, you know, naive expectation that, hey, this is what happens when you get on the radio, not knowing that it's not. And so I think there's a whole different level of appreciation now from my standpoint. And I know the other guys as well, but I mean, in terms of the way that I am viewing what's going on, knowing that it's so rare and it's such an anomaly all these years later to have this resurgence. And man, I'm not taking it for granted, and I'm so grateful and just, you know, blown away by this resurgence and everything that's going on with Creed, and just want to nurture it, cherish it, and deliver the best shows I can every night for the fans and give the fans what they deserve and what they've been asking for.
Nice. Well, I mean, the two cruises sell out. You know, the Summer '99 tour, I know the one here in Atlantic City, you're playing a Hard Rock in September. That's sold out. You got another leg of the tour. Like, did you guys expect this type of resurgence in response to you guys reuniting?
I didn't. You know, and according, you know, Mark and I were doing an interview with Guitar World the other day, and Mark was sharing how he checked in with our agent, Ken from Agris there at UTA, and Ken was sharing with Mark that the numbers are moving faster and the sales are better than they were at our peak.
Wow.
And that's kind of hard to digest and wrap my head around. So I was like thinking in my head, you know what? I'm gonna have to wait and see this when it happens. You know, when I actually show up. But that's the rumor, and so if that holds true, man, my goodness, what a blessing and what a gift. And like I said, I'm just so grateful.
That's awesome. You mentioned Mark. Now, obviously, he's got solo music. He's got Alter Bridge. He's singing Sinatra. You got solo music. Do you guys bounce your new music off each other before it gets released?
You know, we haven't. I did get to hear his some of his Christmas album, his Sinatra, Tremonti, you know, Christmas album. He sent me some of that prior to it being released, and I was just so blown away, impressed, and just so happy for him and what he's become as an all-around artist. But, you know, we both support each other in everything that we do right now. He supports my solo record. He supports Higher Power and me doing what I'm doing. I support what he's doing with Tremonti Band and everything that they've got going on. And we just believe right now and have come together that, hey, you know, with Creed, you know, when we're doing Creed, we're focused on Creed. But a rising tide rises all ships. And so it's good. It's a win-win for everybody in everything that they're doing, whether it's writing books, whether it's, you know, deals that, you know, Mark has with some of his guitar stuff, you know, every different aspect of our careers that we're involved in, it just benefits all that. And for us to be on the same page in terms of knowing that and being vocally supportive of each other and everything that we're involved in is just a great positive place to be in. And I think that really sets the tone for how this year's going to play out.
I know you play Creed songs in your solo sets, but when you get up on that stage, I mean, I guess you'll be rehearsing stuff, but when you get in front of a crowd, I guess the cruise will be the first one. You're going to have some nerves when all four of you get back up on that stage for the first time in a long time?
Oh, 100%. I still get nerves before every show now.
Okay.
That's never gone away. And as far as my solo touring here coming up, I mean, it's going to be 95% solo songs. You know, the way I characterize it here is if I went to see Bono do a solo album, I would probably be mad or disappointed if he didn't at least play three of the big hits, you know, after he played all of his solo stuff. And so that's how I approach what I'm doing solo now. Now, I've had a more 50-50 kind of split. But on this particular run coming up, like I said, it's going to be 90-95% solo with just a couple of the Creed songs that I know the fans would be disappointed if I didn't play.
Gotcha. Circling back to Higher Power again, March 15th, it'll be out. One of my favorite singers you got on this record. How did you team up with Dorothy? I absolutely love her voice.
Oh, it's incredible. She does. I mean, in her voice, I mean, it blew me away. I mean, it's a iconic, I think, once in a generational type voice. And I think you'll really hear that on this track that we're doing together. And, you know, it's what I call a divine appointment. I mean, it was just happenstance. It was very organic. You know, I had actually even thought that I was going to take this song and use it as kind of an entry point to try to get into the country, you know, being in Nashville for 7 years and having so many people that I'm involved with in that world. So I was out looking at country artists, one in particular, Alexandra Kay, who's an incredible independent artist who's, you know, huge online, and she's now opening for Jelly Roll. And she is just so talented, incredible voice. And I went out and met with her and performed with her a song with her on stage. And she had done a Creed medley that went viral. That's how I became aware of her. And so initially I thought she was going to be the one, but I wasn't quite ready to pull the trigger. Something inside of me said, you know, let's just keep looking for a little bit and don't jump on the first thing that comes to you. And so then I began talking to management, and they brought up Lainey Wilson. And then I did some research and found out that she had, you know, just done duets with Hardy and with Jelly Roll. So I kind of felt she was a little duetted out at that point. And so then I was just going to do a show in Montana, playing with Daughtry. Someone said, have you heard of Dorothy? She's in the rock world, and she's opening the show. And I wasn't really familiar with her, to be honest with you. And I went out and watched three or four songs of her set, and I knew two or three songs, and I was like, that's the voice that needs to be on this song. And so after the show, you know, Daughtry comes over, Dorothy comes over. We all, you know, like bands do, after shows, and everyone introduces themselves and says hi. And then later on, wouldn't you know it, small rock community. We share a mutual producer and collaborator in Scott Stevens. And I had reached out to Scott Stevens about something with my record. He said, hey, man, I can't get to it today. I'm in the studio tracking Dorothy.
Perfect.
And I said, what? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, dude, play her If These Walls Could Talk and see if she wants to sing on it. And he goes, all right, if we get to it. And he wrote me back. I don't know if it was that day or the next day. And he said, she heard it, she's in tears, and she's in.
Awesome.
And so I was like, incredible. And I just sat back and I waited to hear what they would do, waited to hear her performance. And when I got it, it was just goosebumps all over, my eyes watered. And I knew that it was just, you know, it was something that was divinely put together. And I can't wait to share that song with the world, because I really think it's going to connect with a lot of people. And I really think Dorothy just elevated the song, and it's going to help that song reach so many more people had it just been a song that I didn't have a duet on and didn't have her on.
Gotcha.
So I'm grateful.
Looking forward to hearing it. Again, Higher Power, March 15th. We're going to keep spinning Higher Power here, the title track. Scott, continued success solo. We're going to see you here with Creed. You're a busy man here in 2024.
Man.
That's a good thing. Continued success. I thank you for taking some time out, man. Thank you again, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much. And thanks for the support, brother. It's really appreciated.
It will be continued, man. And we'll see you soon.
All right. See you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.